JB and Billy started strong.
Well, we're off to a crafting start. Jumped out of the block.
And they've only gotten better.
We're crawling to the line,
We're not breasting the tape, Jim.
So Triple M's Rush Hour is taking a bye.
I'll have a spell. Have a spell, Matt.
And instead, we give you the best of JB and Billy.
Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
It's the Rush Hour's mid-season break.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
There's a man coming in soon who is very familiar with these studios. In fact, he sat in your exact seat for years. Will Anderson joins us short.
Plus we'll look at the silliest reasons for selling your car, Jim. And we go through the top 100 richest Australian sports stars.
But next, it's all topics brownless.
Yes.
And this is the lowest hanging fruit you can find.
This is the Rush Hour's mid-season break. The best of JB and Billy in 2022.
I feel good!
This headline caught my attention. I love this. Herald Sun today, page 3. You can look it up now. You ready for it, Jim?
I'm ready for it.
Chook Chucker charged.
Oh, no.
Have a look at it. Chook Chucker charged.
What?
A lady hurled a $6.99 roast chicken at another customer after an argument at a Melbourne wholesale store,
Jim. Just reading this out of the paper.
No, I'm writing it down. This is what happened. They had a little argument with a bloke in front of her, Jim. She reached into the man's trolley.
So grabbed his chook.
Pulled out the rotisserie chicken.
Yes.
Not just chook, it's just a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, so a cooked barbecue chicken.
And threw it at them. The chook hit one of them, fell back onto the ground and splat onto the floor, destroyed. So she pulled
him in the head with his own barbecue chicken.
Yeah, had it in his trolley. She reaches into the trolley, throws it at him, hits him in the head, and then splat onto the floor.
Sheepers.
So hence, chook chucker charge. Hence 133353.
Right, what are we going with?
When have you been cracked in the head? Unusual. Like the chook chucker charge.
Oh, no.
Have a look at it. When have you been cracked in the head? Unusual, Jim.
Oh.
Read the headline.
Costco.
Don't say where it's from, Jim. I kept them out of it. Chucker charged her.
So, Bill, what you're asking is...
I know what I'm asking, Jim.
When have you been hit in the head? Unusual.
When have you been hit in the head by a chook.
Well, it doesn't have to be by a chook. Or
at a grocery store.
Just when have you been hit in the head? Unusual. 133353. BJ's on the line from Bendigo.
BJ.
Yo.
What's hit you in the head, unusual, Beach?
Well, a lot of things over the past, but mainly we were out fishing one day.
Yeah.
Yabby in on the river, and my brother's come past in another boat.
Yeah.
And he's got the yabby bait, a big chook. And he's thrown it, and it smacked him straight in the head.
So you also got hit in the head by a chook.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, stay there, Beach.
He was yabbying, Jim.
He was. Craig in Carrum Downs. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. As soon as you mentioned the topic, I couldn't get to the phone quick enough.
Yes.
I was at Phillip Island camping with the boys at the racetrack every year for about 3 years at the Grand Prix. And one of the crew's gone for a walk around the track, and they're on that side of the hurricane fence. And Peter's gone, I don't need me backpack. And he goes, here, lads. And he hurls it over the fence. Unbeknownst to me, I've just stepped out of my tent and just copped this 30-kilo backpack straight in the scone, knocked me off my feet backwards, flat on my back. Everyone's laughing. Even I'm laughing. He's apologetic. And I just crawled back into the tent and laid down for the rest of the day.
Why do we find this topic so funny? People just getting hit in the head with stuff.
Well, a chook and a backpack.
And a backpack. Well, Dale's there in Strathmore. Hello, Dale.
Dale.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, Dale. What have you been hit in the head with? Unusual.
I got hit with a loaf of bread in Bay 13 about 10 years ago.
How did you get hit?
Cricket or footy? What were you watching?
I was watching cricket, yeah. When the Bay 13 moved, you know, all everyone was getting a bit rowdy and there comes a loaf of bread hit me in the head.
Who takes a loaf of bread to the cricket, by the way?
I wouldn't have a clue.
I love that. That's funny. Yeah. Star on the line. Phil in Pakenham. Hello, Phil.
Philby.
Hey, boys. How you going?
What have you been cracked in the head with?
Well, I grew up in the West. And when my uncle came back from Kalgoorlie, he bought a couple of his miner hats back.
Yeah.
And we're about six. Me and the neighbour's kid next door decided we'd see how good they were.
Yeah.
And we were pretending to be miners. And then we decided to test it out in each other's helmet. And it went straight through the top into my head.
What was it?
What was it?
pickaxe, you know. And then top it all off, about 4 weeks later, after I got over that, we were in his back garden and his old man was playing, practicing his golf swing.
Oh, no.
And I got too close to his one wood and it clocked me fair in the forehead.
Oh. It copped a couple of blows.
So did you get stitches when the pickaxe hit you?
Yeah, I had a couple.
Oh, Jim.
It's, lucky it didn't go in too deep.
Oh, well, you are lucky.
And then a golf stick.
Maddie in Aubrey.
Aubrey?
Wodonga? Hello, Maddie.
How are you, boys?
Good, man. What's hit you in the head?
Well, on the motocross bike, going up a fairly tight track, a couple of guys behind me, I come a cropper, spread across the track, mate come around the corner, took my helmet off of his front wheel, and the back wheel went straight over the top of my head and settled my head.
No.
Did you have a mark on your head like Scooby, no, what's that, cartoons? Not Scooby-Dooby-Doo. The cartoons, the Roadrunner and that, where he has the...
Well, I had a mark from about halfway down my back and where the broke my head, the back wheel locked on, up my back, over the top of my head.
Stay
and
there,
concussion
Maddie.
For the rest of the day.
Oh, Maddie there from Maddie, Aubrey. Jim, Aubrey Wodonga.
And we've got Jeff, I think. Have we rabbits from Hobart? Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jim, Bill, and that other bloke, whatever his name is.
Rabsy. What's hit you, please, in the head?
Oh, I got a tasty one for you, fellas. A few years back, I was doing a plumbing job, cutting into a sewer main.
Yep. Oh, no.
Cut the sewer main out. Oh, no. Standing in the trench. Next thing, I got a big plug of shit clean in the sky.
Jim.
Oh, no.
William Shatner. Wait.
Jim. William. Oh. Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. At noon o'clock. at noon. At midday.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
Australia's richest 100 sports stars.
I've been in the Herald Sun over the last week, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm. And it starts at, say, Patrick Dangerfield on 950,000.
950,
yep. And it goes through, of course, at 92, Kale Aponga, who's a very good...
Kalen.
Kalen. I said that. Listen up, you blokes. Plays
like that.
Rugby league. That's it. Thank you,
Luke.
89, Riley McGree.
Thank you, who?
Riley McGree.
Yes.
Never heard of him, Jim. He's right. On $1 million. Well
he
done
just,
to him.
Signed. He's playing for a championship in England.
Soccer.
Yeah.
From Adelaide.
Yes.
It's a beautiful game. Yes.
82, James Duckworth, who plays tennis.
Right.
1.15 million. Not bad, that, Jim.
No, that's very good. Who else?
76.
Yes.
Daly Cherry Evans.
Yeah. Rugby league.
Exactly. He's played for 100 years.
He has played for 100 years. He's played State of Origin football for 48 years.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yes, man, sure.
72, Jeremy McGovern on 1.25 million.
Jeepers.
He's well paid. Old
Huey Bowman.
Huey Bowman's there, Jim.
Yes, who else?
65, Melassimo Longa. He's a soccer player.
There's
for
no L in there, Fat.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Massimo Luongo.
That's him. You're not listening. He is. Something wrong with your hearing, Jim, is there?
You said Melassimo.
Yeah, Mitch.
There's no L in it.
What about 61? Mitch Wisnowski now. He plays the NFL. He's from Perth.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes. All right, then we keep going, Jim.
Right, I keep going.
Rolly Meredith. What about him at 1.7 million? Well done, him. Minji Lee, golf, 40th, $2.1 million.
Well, before we get quite there, Mick Fanning interests me.
50th?
And 1.8 bricks and doesn't even compete anymore. He's stopped. He's retired. Still making good money.
Retired in 2018.
Yeah, good. I love that.
Well, he's got some good blue chip sponsors.
Right.
Well, nice. Well done to him. Mingji Lee, a golf.
Two quality.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a brother, Minwoo Lee, is at 31.
Yes.
Paul Gallen at 33. He's made more money out of boxing than he
rugby league.
Ever made out of rugby league.
I tell you what I do like. Every year he just fronts up Richie Port. Richie the cyclist, Gordon, Jim. He's Australia's best and richest cyclist. And then we get down to the top 10, Jim. I'll quickly go to the 10, then I'll give you the 5.
Yes,
so Adam Scott, of course. Paddy Mills at 9. Josh Giddey.
Yes.
He's just come from nowhere.
That will increase.
Yes.
He'll get
so he earns more than Paddy Mills.
Mm. Well, Paddy Mills at 8.09 and Josh Giddey at 8.2.
What a rookie contract.
Yeah. Cameron Smith, who we all love.
Gold just won in Hawaii.
And then the bloke at 6, Jim. And then,
who's that?
Well, that's Jordo.
Yeah, what's his
Jordo
name?
Jordo Malata. What? It's a monster contract he signed for the Eagles, I think you'll find, Jim.
Yes.
15 million. Now the top five. Right, this is on. It. You ready? Now, at five is Liam Hendricks.
Yes, North Melbourne man.
I've never heard. He plays baseball.
Relief pitcher.
I think
for Oakland, I think, and now he's gone to Chicago. Yes,
but he's on $16.8 million.
Brilliant.
Good on you, Liam. Love well it. Done. Number four, Ash Barty.
Ashley Barty.
I think there's only about six women in the top 100, so well done to her.
Brilliant. Yes.
Three in the top 50, six in the top 100, if you read it, Reps. Number three is Joe Ingles,
yes.
Who's gone down with a knee.
Injured himself, yes.
17 million.
Our man loves us.
Exactly. He's from Adelaide. Gee, they're just from all different country towns. Mm-hmm.
Daniel, Adelaide is not a country town.
Not a country town. It's a city.
Yeah. Literally a city.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Yes.
We go into Adelaide.
No, we don't.
And they love us.
We go to Perth.
No, we do.
No, we go to Adelaide.
Go to Adelaide.
Good city.
Great city. And we're a magnificent
we
city.
We follow South Adelaide this year. We're on the Panthers bandwagon, Jim.
Well, you are.
Oh, I am. I'm getting over there, dude. No longer. Number two is Daniel Ricciardo.
Yes, please.
How much do you reckon he makes, Tim?
35 bricks.
Oh, thank you, Jim. You got the paper. And the highest paid, wealthiest Australian athlete is Ben Simmons.
Yeah, which you told us before.
Yeah, that shouldn't have done it. 45 million bricks, Jim, and he's not even playing.
Oh, no.
He might come back here and play.
I don't think so.
I doubt it. I don't reckon Hutchie can afford him over there in Perth.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
We are joined by Will Anderson.
Of course he's welcome. His own door in here.
Well, thank you very much for having me for a start. Bill, at the start of the show, you were like, you know what day yesterday was?
Yes.
And you went with Banana Day. And I was just for a second, because of course yesterday was 420, the International Stoner Day.
Oh.
The 20th of April is 420. And I thought Bill was just about to make a big revelation that he'd been Cheech and Chonging on at 420 yesterday on the radio.
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, he did finish a show a few years back, didn't he? We said, what are you doing on the weekend, Bill? He said, I'm going to pull some cones.
You met traffic cones out of the front of your house,
exactly
though, right?
Right.
That's all that you're into, isn't
it,
Bill?
I wouldn't know what a cone is, to be honest.
No, exactly. That ice cream cone. You probably had a few of those in your time, I'd imagine.
One the other night. It was bloody beautiful. Where did you used to sit when you were in here on the breakfast?
Where did I sit?
Yeah.
Where did I sit? I think
well,
I was.
I'm asking you.
I think I was where you were, Bill.
Well, you can't remember.
Have you noticed how quickly I've forgotten
what
it was like? Ed was over where JB is.
Eddie there.
That's the big man chair. Das was over where I'm sitting right now.
And you were here.
And I was, that's the William seat. If your name's Bill, you have to sit in that end seat there.
I think
you're the one that is also easiest to march out of the studio. Yeah. It's closest to the door.
Back pocket, straight out. You know, the funny thing about that seat,
what?
Will, is we also do the Saturday rub in here every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
If the game's remote.
Yes.
And so there's about five of us, Bernie Vince and myself and Damien Barrett, of course, and Wayne Carey.
Yes.
Duck.
And Duck just walks in and plonks himself straight in Bill's seat.
At the end.
At the end. And Bill tried to give it the whole, no, that's my seat.
Yeah.
And I thought, this will be good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, whatever.
How did that go?
How do you reckon it ended?
Yeah, it's his seat.
Duck on the ground. Oh!
No, I imagine, Bill, the nice thing about the duck coming in and sitting on your seat is that it'd smell of his cologne for the whole week.
Oh, magnificent.
Yeah, that'd be the nice thing. Good. You know, really freshens up the studio.
He does smell nice. Hey, you know, you two are both dressed identically.
What?
You got khaki track pants on.
That's true, actually.
You got black hoodies on.
Yeah.
Yep. What's going on here?
Oh, my shoes are white. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I know. But look at you. Why are you dressed so?
We're on trend, I think.
I guess that's what it is, mate. Yeah.
No, you're not.
That's what it is.
You're from Nambi or Nimbi or whatever. And
Nimbi?
No idea. Yeah.
Not mate. In my backyard. Is that where I'm from? Nimbi?
Why are you dressed
identically?
Nambi,
Nimbi.
Why? I want to know what's going on here.
With the fact that we're dressed in normal clothes.
No, you're not.
A hoodie, which everyone wears
black
pretty much.
Hoodie, yeah,
it's a black hoodie.
Khaki pants.
Yeah.
It's not right. That's
well, what are you wearing today?
Oh, I'm just looking good. In my khaki sweatshirt.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly see every contour of your body.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice.
Man boobs.
Yeah, it's very nice. You really get the outline of the nipples through that one, Bill.
It's
a great look,
mate. Horrifies us every day.
Bill, you were talking about Ross Noble.
Yes.
And I first met Ross Noble in 1997 or 98, like first year of the Melbourne International Comedy Roadshow. If people don't know what that is, they take some acts from the festival and they travel all over Australia doing gigs, taking the regional areas. Yep. This was the very first year of it. And so I toured around Australia for 6 weeks in like a Tarago with Ross Noble. Ross. And there was like, he's a prankster. He's an adventurer. He? That's what he's like in his real life. So this is the olden days, you've got to remember. Like, so days. Before 9/11 is very important to this story.
Right.
So we are at the Townsville Airport and Ross goes missing.
No.
Ross goes missing and we can't find Ross anywhere at the Townsville Airport. So we just go, okay, well, we'll go and get our luggage and then we'll try to find Ross when we can find Ross as soon as we get the luggage. So we're there waiting for our luggage. There's an army base up there. So where there's also a whole bunch of army blokes, you know, just standing around waiting for their luggage as well. Anyway, out comes on the conveyor belt. Yeah. Wrapped in bubble wrap, Ross Noble.
No,
he has gone back, like out the back, just wandered out the back. He's asked, he was like, told people who he is. Yeah. He's like, got someone to wrap him completely in bubble wrap and then just come out on the rotisserie as if he'd like sent himself in luggage up to. And these army guys are just staring at this.
What's going on?
What is going on? So if you think he's weird when he comes in here, he's also like that in the real world.
Wow.
He bought an army tank. Did he tell you about that?
No.
Yeah. On his property, he just wanted a tank, so he bought a tank.
No way.
He also, I believe, dug a tunnel between his main house and the guest house so that he could send someone over to the guest house, like so he'd meet you at the front door of his house, and then he'd go, oh, yeah, now go over to the guest house, and I'll say, and then he'd get in the tunnel, run over, and appear in the guest house when they. I believe that is true. I have heard that is true.
He is weird. He's weird, Jim. He was.
Well, you're a star. Great seeing you, mate.
Thank you, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train.
We'll move on to question.
What's commonly referred to as a train wreck.
Now, I've got a story to tell you, Jim, here, about Ruby, my second eldest daughter.
Yep.
Who had a nice little car, Jim, a nice little white Golf.
Oh, nice. Yes, that is a nice car.
Used to zoom around and very cheap on fuel, let me tell you. And I liked it because of that reason. And she loved it, of course. She's driving along one day, Jimmy boy, and out from the dash crawls a big huntsman.
Oh, no.
She doesn't like spiders, Jim.
Oh, no.
I'm the man. I used to save the house there when there's a snake or a spider. I'd just come in and grab him.
A snake.
Yep. I'd grab him by the tail.
I put it to you that there's never been
anyway,
a snake
Jim,
in your house.
A big huntsman crawls out from the dash. And poor old Rube shits herself.
Oh, no.
Right?
Well, you would.
Breaks straight off to the side of the road there, jumps out of the car. And unfortunately, she never got back in the car.
What?
Because the huntsman was still in there. Rings poor old Josh, her boyfriend. He comes around after a while, rings me, and I was on air. I couldn't make it, Jim. But she,
I couldn't make it.
She did not get back in the car because the huntsman was still in there.
No.
And guess what?
What?
She ended up selling the car.
No.
Because never got back in the car again.
So, Bill, she didn't trust the car to be able to be driven because of one spider.
One spider. Never got back in once she jumped out of it that original first time.
So you would have washed off a bit of value too when it came to be resold?
No, not really. We did all right. Oh. But Josh drove it home and then she puts it for sale. Straight away, bang, up for sale and sells it. Actually did drop a bit, but poor old dad had to make the difference. But that was, she sold the car because of that reason, Jim. So hence.
Hence.
133353.
Right, what are we going with?
When have you sold your car? Unusual, Jim. When have you sold your car unusual? Because that's unusual. A spider never got back in the car, sells the car.
So the ridiculous reason you've been forced to sell your car.
No, Jim. When have you sold your car unusual?
Trav's in Clyde North. Hello, Trav.
Yo, Jim, how you going?
Good, man. What have you done?
Yeah, so I sold my car when I was a P-plater because it was too powerful, the cop said.
Oh, it was a V8?
It was a supercharged V6, actually.
Oh, Statesman, was it?
Yeah, mate.
I thought so, yeah.
Oh, did you? You had that in your mind.
The supercharged V8 Statesman. Jim, do you know your car?
V6, he said, not V8.
V6 Statesman, I said. Well done, Trav.
Stay there, Trav. Dazzling's in Croydon. Hello, Daz.
Yeah, hey guys, how you going?
What happened, Daz?
This is going back a few years when I was a bit young and stupid, but I'd been out with a few mates who I was partners in a racehorse with.
Yeah.
We'd been to the Moonee Valley Trots, went out to the Lyric. Went to the Lyric afterwards.
In Geelong?
In Geelong, and then one of my mates threw up in the car. Had to drive it all the way back to Melbourne the next day. Got it detailed. Could not get rid of the stench.
No. That never comes out.
What type of car do you have?
It was a Toyota Celica.
Nice.
I'm in the Celica.
Nice chariot. Mate,
that spew from Geelong to Melbourne.
Oh, no.
And been to the trots at Moonee Valley.
And the lyric.
Down to the lyric.
And the lyric. That's funny.
Oh, drink cards there.
Yeah, men will travel a long way if they think there's a chance.
Oh.
Jeff in Mildura. Hello, Jeffrey.
G'day, lads. How you going, boys?
But Jeffrey, why did you sell your car?
Well, the boys were going on a footy trip to Bali, and I couldn't afford to go, and I thought, screw it, I'm not missing out on this. I had an EA Falcon, sold it for $3,000. Boys pissed themselves laughing about it, and off we went and had a great old time.
That's good.
Who are you playing footy for then?
I was playing for Wentworth up in Benny McGlynn and, up at Mark Elvey area.
Little wee man McGlynn.
Yeah. Who drives the bus up there?
Big Ronnie Andrews.
Yeah, drives the bus at Wentworth. He does too.
Andrews. I love it. All
three
right.
Grand cash, Jim.
Stay on the line, Jeff.
Would have been good in Bali.
Russ is in Frankston, Bill.
Hello, Russell.
G'day. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Russell. What did you do?
A few years ago, I was really keen to get an LC Cortina station wagon. I finally got one. And a mate of mine resprayed it as a favour. Yeah. I went down the saltwater creek down here to launch my boat, and as I pushed the boat off the trailer, the car went to the creek as well.
Oh. the Cortina!
Cassette tapes are floating past me on the seat and everything, and I dragged it out up the ramp again, dropped the fuel tank, and we got it going again, took it home, hosed it out, and sold it 2 days later.
That's funny.
And I felt pretty bad about it.
Of course you did. Of course you did, Russ.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
No. Jim, blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
We're asking the question, when's a mate of yours embarrassed you by making a fool's head of himself?
Well, I've got one. A mate of mine was president of North Melbourne. You might remember this, Rabsy. And used to sit in a box on his own, like a flog.
Mm.
Then he thought he'd go down and sit with the cheer squad. So the cameras were on him. And all he could say is, like, I'm normal. I'm one of the boys. I'm a man of the people, which is not right.
Supporting
you are not
the cheer squad,
You hated it. Being there.
Magnificent people to cheer.
You hated it.
You hit any button, right?
I'm not hitting
don't
any
even
button.
We got Jace on the line.
Well, I'm just saying, Hobart.
Don't even think about it. Jace from Paran. Hello, Jace. I'm telling you, do not even think about it. Hello, Jace.
Jace.
Hey, boys. James, Billy, how are you?
What's happened to you?
2010 grand final, managed to find our way down into the rooms after the Pies won the flag.
Yes.
Couple of mates. One of the boys carrying on like a pork chop, much like Bill, drinking Crown Lagers like they were going out of fashion, making it all about himself.
Yep.
Sure enough, got a tap on the shoulder from the big Prez, Ed.
Ooh.
Came over and just whispered in his ear pretty firmly, celebrate, don't dominate.
Ooh.
And then, surprise, about 10 seconds later, we're all asked to leave. And,
haven't met him at the end of it. Out.
Good word. Celebrate, don't dominate. Oh, that's not bad.
Well, we could listen to him. Stay on the line there, Chase. Jono's in Windy Hill.
Hey, Jono.
Oh, g'day, Skinny. How are you, mate? I'm JB.
Is that me?
Yeah. So my mate went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire quite a few years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. And on his application form when he got on, he said, oh, when I went overseas, I used to tell everyone I was a croc hunter from the Northern Territory just to try and get the ladies.
Yeah.
And so Eddie asked him about it, and he gets up out of his seat like an absolute clown and does his whole demonstration on how to handle a croc. And then Eddie McGuire just goes, well, that's the biggest croc I've ever heard, and asked him to sit down.
Oh.
And then
how'd he go?
He was one question off $100,000, but he's just one of those. Yeah, he's just one of those people. He's just a massive flog. And then a few weeks afterward, always go out and everyone would recognise him and be like, "Oh, you're that guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire." And every time he'd ask the question, he'd just be an absolute, make himself an absolute idiot on TV. But
what was his name?
The Well, the moral of the story, it's actually me. But...
Jono!
Jono!
Oh, good on you, Jono.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, well done.
There,
well
Kath, done. In Hawthorne. Hello, Kath.
Oh, Catherine.
Yes. Hello.
Have you're someone on embarrassed air. You, Kath?
Well, yes, it was actually my husband.
Oh,
we were invited to a fancy dress party, and he decided to wear a very skimpy Tarzan loincloth. And little did I know that he had gone and bought himself a even skimpier little black G-string and put that on underneath this loincloth. And on the dance floor, someone decided to take the loincloth off him and dack him, and the G-string came off at the same time.
Oh, and then so the 8 day
it
didn't...
Very embarrassing, and still get a lot of laughs from it.
Kathy was swinging in the breeze.
Yes.
He certainly was. He was certainly doing that.
That would have been embarrassing, or maybe not. We don't know.
Well, yes. I think he actually quietly loved it.
Well done, Kath.
Stay on the line. Trev's in Trentham. Hello, Trev.
Trev.
Yeah, you know who embarrassed me and the entire Rush Hour family. It was you, fat. It's Todd from Bowen and And credit where it's due. Good win for the Cats.
Yes.
But then afterwards, the rooms are empty, bare bones staff, essential employees only. Then who do I see? The stupid head of old Bins Brownless in the dusty pink triple XL Gazman. And then you somehow wrangled your nuffy brother in there too. Brian Myers couldn't get his bloody mum in there. Yeah, Blair Brownless gets some camera time.
Yes.
And while I've got your Bins, it's a Bintervention for you. I saw you on Front Bar.
Yes.
Good to see you rolling out some fresh original gear, by the way. Just the next time you tell the retirement story, which I've heard 9 times, it's a manila folder, you smack, not manila. You can't get chocolate and strawberry ones, you fool's head. Anyway, good to see the Conan going well. Good to have a number 16 from Geelong putting his head over it.
Just like me. Piss off.
He's gone.
And it was Ralph Lauren shirt, by the way. It wasn't Gazman. It was Ralph Lauren.
XL Gazman.
I have
a
got
Bins
some,
invention.
I have got some Gazman gear, but it was a Ralph.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, he's a flog.
Gets the better of you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
So we're sitting in this very studio 2 nights ago. Fat says, well, I'm going home to my joint. He's got a place up here now. I'm going home to my joint. And all I can do is just sit on the beanbag.
I did hear this and play Wordle,
he was saying.
Yep.
Because he's got nothing in his house.
No, I'll tell you what I've got, Jim. One bed, one barbecue, a TV cabinet, and a beanbag. And a toolbox.
Yep.
And a toolbox.
So we established pretty quickly that he needed a TV.
Yes.
Yes.
And I said, I actually have a brand new television at my joint.
Brand new.
Because I buggered up the sizing.
Okay.
So I'll explain to you why. I've obviously got to sit and watch tape most of the week to get ready to call footy on the weekend. And there's nothing my partner, Lisa, and I don't blame her, dislikes
more than me
sitting and watching tape of a game that's already happened.
Yep.
So I said, righto, I'll get a TV in the front room. We'll set that up and I'll go and watch tape there.
Good.
So anyway, and I'm not proud of this hose.
Mm.
I ordered a 60-incher
mm-hmm.
when the space there only accommodated a 55-incher,
oh,
which I probably should have worked out first.
You're always going
so anyway,
oversized.
It didn't fit. So I then got a 55-inch television, took that out of the box, put that on the wall, and the 60-inch, which has never actually been used, went into the 55-inch box, and I taped it up, and it's sat there ever since, brand spanking new.
And you've gifted this to Bill.
What I said to him is, you can have it for the exact amount it cost me.
Right.
So he gives me $500. Now.
Cash.
Hose.
Cash.
This is the interesting bit. I actually looked up on the invoice that came from the place, and it was $620.
Right.
So I've given him a $120 discount.
You're not getting that.
Anyway, fat idiot sitting here has not stopped whinging since.
Jim.
I heard some whinging yesterday.
Shit television, he reckons, in a box that says Hisense when it isn't a Hisense television.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he has not stopped.
No.
But you've just explained why. So what's the problem?
So first
of all,
it gets worse. I find out today after all of this whinging, it's still in the box.
But Jim.
He hadn't even taken it out to look at it.
Bill.
Why is it in another box? I want to know.
I've explained why.
Because it was supposed to be a Hisense. I thought it was a Hisense. I thought I've done well here. And it's some shit brand I've never heard of.
How do you know what brand it is?
It's got the remote taped on the side of the box.
How do you know what brand it is? You haven't taken it out of the box.
I reckon you found a remote at home and you've taped it to the side of the box. It's all taped up with bloody shitty old brown tape, Jim. And it's not quite right.
You haven't taken it out. You don't even know what it looks like.
And it rattles.
Oh.
What do you mean it rattles?
Well, I don't know if the screen's cracked or broken.
Oh. It isn't.
Or the is
well,
it come with stands?
Unless you've broken it. It's got a stand in there. It's got the remote taped to the side so that you've got a remote.
I think I've been dudded.
And, Bill, it's a 4K high def, whatever the hell that is.
Smart TV.
Has anybody told him, though, about the smart TV? You need internet.
Internet, which you don't have.
And you know what else it hasn't got? The plug from the telly to the
they
antenna.
Come with it. They don't come with yes, the hose.
Yes, they do. No,
they don't. Come Shut with up. The good ones. The good ones come
no,
with that.
No, they don't.
So I'm going to go somewhere and buy a
Office Works. We'll get you one of them for about $2.
No, they're not more than that. This is going to cost me more.
So you haven't.
Well, you saved 120.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
didn't pay James that much money.
Well, I don't even know if it works.
You haven't shut
There's
your
no
stupid
batteries.
Mouth and you haven't taken it out of the box.
No batteries, Jim. The stands. I reckon you found a stand somewhere else and it doesn't fit the whatever shitty brand
you,
it is.
I tell you what I've learned, Hose. Never again am I going to offer to help old balloon head over there.
No.
Go and get your own television.
You bullied me into it.
I didn't.
I didn't want the bloody thing. No, come on, fat, because you couldn't wait to get rid of it.
You can have it for what it cost me and I've given you a $120 discount.
You had it out in hard rubbish.
Which you're giving me.
Hard rubbish.
Tomorrow.
Go, oh, fat will get that.
I want another a couple of Bradmans and a crayfish.
Well, I need some renovations done. So if Chappie's listening, by the way, Jim, our builder. Any chance?
Oh.
And then he can set the telly up.
And then you can start whinging at him.
He can set the telly up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it.
Triple M. Big story, and I might have mentioned this in the first bit, Jim, about the American MMA fighter, Joel Bowman, who, well, he had a huge week and he had some unusual reasons why he was tired.
Last fight, I was tired. I was exhausted. I'm about to launch this NFT that's going to change the fight game. And I put in 30 all-nighters before that fight. I had herpes before that fight, two outbreaks in the span of a week. I'm here. I'm healthy. Let's go. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Mate, don't know why he dropped that, but he had herpes, Jim, which right. put him back a week or two, being busy. So I was just, Rosemary's helped me with this one again. There are some unusual injuries in sport, Jim, which you would all remember. Levi Greenwood broke his big toe when he got it caught in his tracksuit pants.
Yes.
And he twisted it walking down the stairs.
Yep.
Don't mention walking down the stairs and blowing
the
a thong. The chief, of course.
I mentioned it to the chief.
Sharrod Wellingham. Remember he was jumping on a trampoline and he hurt himself. Nat Fyfe slipped on a suitcase in his hotel.
Yep.
Brad Johnson, I remember that one, when he got hit by the golf buggy out of training.
Yes.
The poor old trainer just put flat.
Drove into him.
Drove into him, of course. Chris Lewis, the former cricketer, cricketer,
yes.
was to play against West Indies, Jim. The night before the game, Devon Malcolm shaved his head. Shaved it completely off all his hair. So Chris Lewis goes out to bowl all day in the field. And gets sunstroke. I think he missed 2 or 3 days because of sunstroke, Jim, because he didn't wear a hat. A fool's head.
Yes.
Alan Donald, he couldn't play, what was it, the fifth and final cricket test against someone? We'll say England. It was England.
England?
Because a bout of gout.
Right.
Had a bout
had
of
a
gout.
Had a bout of gout.
He couldn't play. And then show of actor had general... had some warts downstairs.
Bill.
Generally.
Had some general warts.
What do you call them? Anyway, warts. So there's been some unusual injuries, of course, Jim.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember his name. The famous, he's a big bastard, full forward for South Australia. Granville Dietrich in the State of Origin games. He had to miss a game because he burnt his legs on a pizza.
Oh, no.
And he was on a motorbike.
Right on the top.
Push bike home because he'd had some... license issues, I think.
Yes.
So he's riding a push bike home with a pizza balanced on his legs. On his thighs. And the pizza flipped and burnt his legs and he wasn't available for selection.
I want to know if that's true.
Speaking of which, Wayne Daniel, the legendary fast bowler for the West Indies, came out and played club cricket in Perth.
Yes.
First day was stinking hot that he played.
Yeah.
And he bowled quite a few overs. And Mandingo, as he was known, had the biggest thighs I've ever seen on a man.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Bill. But like huge. Anyway, so Hose, red hot day in Perth, bowling quite a few overs in the afternoon. His ties, as he called them, rubbed together that badly that he wasn't available to play the next day.
Chafing.
He got the chafing.
Mark Scaife.
He blistered.
Wow.
The tie.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did he hit the six at Waverley?
He did. Oh, yeah. And they went up into the box.
The West Indy box.
And there's some people celebrating up there, Bill, who probably shouldn't have been in there.
People ducking and waving. And when the camera flashed to the West Indy box.
Three bottle blondes were just enjoying the view.
Oh.
And then suddenly went diving.
Oh, back to Wayne Daniels. Hit the six there at Waverley.
He did. Mick Malone.
I like that.
Of all the jokes Billy Brownless has told this year, this is certainly one of them.
It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So,
on the Rush Hour's mid-season break, this is Billy's joke.
Not sure how this joke will go, to be honest, Jim.
No, I'm pretty sure I know.
You ready, Jim?
Yep.
Jim, remember the joke about the chiropractor I told you?
No.
About a week back.
Now that can't be it. So you got a joke to tell us? Finish your show.
A chiropractor in a week back.
Yeah.
I went to Bunnings yesterday, Jim.
He's always got a second one ready when he knows the first one's going to be appalling. Right, you went to Bunnings yesterday.
Yesterday my joke was shit.
It was.
You can't say that on radio.
No, it was really bad.
I was at Bunnings, Jim, in the garden section, and this bloke walked up to me and said, "Did I need decking?" Luckily, I got the first punch in, Jim.
Oh, no. So, again, just a play on words. Times two. That's all it is.
Well, the big fight tonight.
Oh, really? So you thought you'd go with one of them. Yeah, one of those. Decking, yeah.
Decking fighting ones.
Yeah, there we are.
What do you call that when it's all in harmony? No, it's all ironic. No, that's not ironic.
Keep
when
going.
It's all topical, Jim.
Oh, topical. Topical. Not ironic.
Have you seen him move?
This has been the Rush Hour's mid-season break. JB and Billy are back live July 11. In the meantime, download the Listener app to hear the Rush Hour anywhere, anytime. I feel good.